Gemara says that the has to be shtam kilchas and mishrishes afilu tefach. The third wall could be a tefach, and then there's a machlekes in the Gemara where exactly you put that tefach. The Gemara and vavim beizayin amud aleph. One of my numbers says you put it keneged hayyitze. The other one says you make it keneged reish tar. And the third mandamer says you make a tafach seichek, you make a bigger tafach, you put it less than three tfachim samach ledaifin, and then you say love it, you end up having a daifin, rive of the daifin, is also, and it's as if you have rive of a daifin of zayin tfachim. And the question is, in fact, the Biskarav and his country son, on Sukkah, he says, where does this din come from? The Halacha Moshe Messina just says you need to have a tafach, shlisha safilu tafach. So where do we get this din? You have to try to make it through Lavid to equal a mechitza of 4, which is Rav of 7. L'chaim doesn't say that in Halacha Moshe Messinai. All the Halacha Moshe Messinai says is that you need a tefach. So the question is, where does the Gemara get this from? They have to sort of turn that tefach into a full mechitza. It's not mistaber that is pshat in Halacha Moshe Messinai, as he proves over there. The Halacha Moshe Messinai just says you need a tefach and no more. So the Biskarav is mechadish gavalik yaseid over here that there's really two dinim in a sukkah, two different halachas in a sukkah, and that's really what's going on in the whole sugya over here. There's one din of tfanis. You need a daifin, you need a wall, and what is considered a wall? And that the Halacha Moshe Messinai says you need two full walls, sham kil chasan, zayin tfachim, and the third wall could be afilu tefach, even one tefach, that is considered a daifin, outs the chiddush of this Halacha Moshe Messinai. But in addition of the din daifin, what defines a daifin, there's a separate din that the cheft of a sukkah is something which is enclosed, something which is sasam. It has to be an enclosure, and even the third wall has to be sasam. And that's a separate din, that you need some type of enclosed area through the sukkah. And that second din is what this whole machlekes is arguing about, these amarayim in the Gemara. Where do you put that tafach? The question is, how do you create that enclosure? One mandamer says you just put it keneged yaitzin, and that's good enough. It's considered enclosed enough. The other one says, no, you have to make it like a reish tar. It has to be sort of on an angle, like a triangle, which makes it even more enclosed. And the third mandamer says, no, you have to mamish make it less than shloisha samach ledaifin, and through love it, you're going to have reiv of mechitza, and that's how you have that din stima, that din of an enclosure through that tefach. But all this is a separate din of stima to make it enclosed, not defining what is a daifin. A daifin, everyone agrees, is a tefach. This is an added din to make a makam, which is sasam, which is enclosed, and that is what they are arguing about in the Gemara. And with this, he explains another thing, the Gemara says later on, according to one Madamer, that b'tzricha nami tzuris ha-pesach. This tefach is not enough to have a tefach, but you have to turn it into a tzuris ha-pesach. You split it into half. You have one kana of a half a tefach on one side, one kana of a half a tefach on the other side. You have a kana al-gabayim, and that way you have a tzuris ha-pesach, and that's matter, the third wall, with this tefach. And the question is, Rishon HaMerbada, the Ran, entices us that normally when we have a din tzuris ha-pesach, l'gabe hilchos Shabbos and Erevin, there is no shiur to how big the kana is. You can have a kana of a mashu. You just need one beam over here, one over there, and something on top, and that's it. Where do we suddenly get this din over here that the kana has to be a half a tefach on each side? Where does that come from? L'char, it's much more chamer than the din normally is by Shabbos and by Erevin. So the Biskarav wants to answer their kasha like this, and he's really saying a hezber in the teretz of Taisus and the Ran. So he's not like this. He says, really, this whole din that you need a tzuris ha-pesach, where does that come from? Like we said before, the Halacha Moshe Messinai just says you need a tefach and no more. So where does this din tzuris ha-pesach come from? So the Biskarav says that's all coming for the second din. The second din, that you need a stima. You have to have an enclosure. It has to be enclosed. For that, you have to create a tzuris ha-pesach that makes it as if you have a full third wall. So that's all going in the second din. But the first din, tefach, that's a separate din. You just need a tefach. So he says, out to the din tzuris ha-pesach, if all you needed was a tzuris ha-pesach to create a stima, then ene chinami, there would be no shir, every could have a kana of mashu, mikan and mikan, and there would not be any din to have a tefach. Why do you have to make each half of the tzuris ha-pesach a chatzi tefach? That's because of the first din. The first din is that you need to have a mechitza of a tefach, shlisha safilu tefach, that's the Halacha Moshe Messinai, and therefore you have to, sach hakol, have at least a tefach of a mechitza over here. It could be split into two, but altogether you'll have a tefach, and that's a kiyum of the first din in having a tefach. The fact that you make it into a tzuris ha-pesach, that's with the second din, to make it sasam, to make it enclosed, then out to that din itself, utaka would be enough if each half was only a mashu, you wouldn't need a tefach. But being that you have the first din as well, of having mechitza tefach, that's why it's necessary to have the tzuris ha-pesach split by a kana of a half a tefach on every side to equal the din of tefach. So those are the two dinim. He's mechadish over here. There's one din tfanis, which requires shtam kilchasan v'shishas sevilu tefach, and then there's a second din of making an enclosed makam even on the third wall. And that's what this whole shaka v'tayr in the Gemara is, and the machlekes between the different amarayim. How do we create that din stima? Is it a reish tar? Is it keneged hayaitze? Is it seichek? Is it tzuris ha-pesach? And that's the beer in that whole machlekes. he could Ayin Sham, he's marich much more about this, and the Messar is, as it's brought down in the Sefer of Toldos Harav Mibrisk, that this Shugel Tar, the Briskov, was Mechadish while he was in Warsaw during World War II, being bombed by the Nazis. He was hiding in a shelter, and the Briskov, Kedu, was able to be focused on his learning in Shaku and Tar, even at the most terrible situations, even, you know, trying to dodge the bombs. And he once told Rebbe when he was discussing this Shugel Tar with him, that this Shugel Tar is Mechadish in that street in Warsaw, in a certain shelter during the bombs, and that is the Gadlus of the Briskov, that he was able to be Shaku and learning all the time, and be Mechadish Gvaldi Gechidushim, even at a time of Sakana.